The Dome. Kyle Braden sat in his comfortable armchair and stared at the switch in the opposite wall, wondering for the millionth, or was it the billionth time, whether he was ready to take the risk of pulling it. The millionth or the billionth time, and it would be 30 years today, this afternoon. It meant probable death, and in just what form he didn't know. Not atomic death, certainly. All the bombs would have been used up many, many years ago. They'd have lasted long enough to destroy the fabric of civilization. Yes, there were more than enough bombs for that. And his careful calculations 30 years ago had proven that it would be almost a century before man got really started on a new civilization, what was left of him. But what went on now, out there? Outside the dome-like force field that still shielded him from horror. Men as beasts? Or had mankind gone down completely and left the field to the other and less vicious brutes? No, mankind would have survived somewhere. He'd make his way back eventually. And possibly the record of what he had done to himself would remain, at least as legend, to deter him from doing it a second time. Or would it deter him, even if full records remained to him? 30 years, Braden thought. He sighed at the weary length of them. Yet he'd had and still had everything he really needed, and lonesomeness is better than sudden death. Life alone is better than no life at all, with death in some horrible form. So he had thought 30 years ago, when he had been 37 years old. So he still thought, now at 67. He didn't regret what he had done, not at all. But he was tired. He wondered, for the millionth, or the billionth time, whether he wasn't ready to pull that lever. Just maybe out there they'd have struggled back to some reasonable, if agrarian, form of living. And he could help them, could give them things and knowledge they'd need. He could savor, before he was really old, their gratitude and the good feeling of helping them. Then, too, he didn't want to die alone. He'd lived alone, and it had been tolerable most of the time.